He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, the June 6th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, Carlsbad, California. We've got a little bit of profit taking going on in the market. I'll tell you why here in a minute, but it's not that bad. The Dow down 31 points right now. 21,152. It was what, 6,700 when this whole bull market began? Back in March of 2009, we've come a long way, baby. The S&P 500 is down 4 points. 2,432, no longer is 2,400 a ceiling. Maybe it becomes the new floor. And on the Dow, no longer is 21,000 the resistance level and the ceiling. Maybe that becomes the new floor. Only time will tell. And the NASDAQ, meanwhile, has no resistance at the current time, although it is down today 2.5 points. That works out to 0.04%. The NASDAQ is at 6,293. Crude oil is at $47.25. It continues to go nowhere in a hurry. I have zero exposure to the energy patch right now. That includes MLPs, pipeline, oil producers, British Petroleum, Chevron, Exxon. I have no exposure to the energy patch. Gold is up $14.20. Hey, that's a pretty good move there. $12.96, yep. Moving up on $1,300. I have seen some signs of life in the gold sector. I currently have no exposure to the gold sector. Silver is up 12 cents, $17.70 per ounce. The euro is at 1.127. Interest rates continue to defy gravity. Interest rates are at 2.14 right now. That's the low for the year 2017. But let's not forget, they were a heck of a lot lower last July. In the way of news today, well, let's take a look. Why is the market kind of quiet here yesterday and today? We do have some rising tensions in the Middle East. I talked about that yesterday. Qatar is at the center of it. A lot of the other Arab countries, neighbors around Qatar, severing relationships with them over their sponsorship of terror. And that is causing a little bit of uneasiness. The Middle East is always, and it always will be, it always has been, one of the big geopolitical concerns in the world. We've got the upcoming testimony of James Comey on Thursday. What will he have to say? We found out yesterday that President Trump will not block that testimony, which I think is a pretty good sign that he doesn't fear that there's any smoking gun out there. And we've heard from many people that want to find a smoking gun on the so-called Russian collusion, but they've been unable to find a smoking gun. They can just find a lot of smoke, all right? But, I guess they think where there's smoke, there's fire. We also have the British elections this week and rising rhetoric between Mr. Trump, President Trump, and the mayor of London. I don't think they like each other. Maybe they'll ban Donald Trump from the British Isles. We also have an ECB meeting this week. That is the European version of the Fed. They always talk about interest rates, and Mario Draghi drones on and on and on about in a monotone voice, like a lot of other radio shows on the air, I suppose. I've heard some bad ones, but Draghi's not exactly exciting. June 9th, the Department of Labor rule goes into effect. What is that, you say? Well, it's a big thing in my industry. It's not a big thing for me because I'm already a fiduciary. I have to do what's in your best interest. Of course, I would do that with or without a fiduciary rule. But in the brokerage industry where commissions are charged, they're held to a not higher standard like we are. And that's going to change on June the 9th. That's in 3 days from now. And those guys pawning big commission products are going to be held to a higher standard. Did you do it because it was in the best interest of your client? Or did you do it because it pays you a 5% commission, Mr. Commissioned Broker? I'm not a commission broker. I am a straight fee-only guy. There's no incentive for me to put you into Amazon or Caterpillar. They're going to vote soon on the Dodd-Frank overhaul. I would like to see it. You know, we have a tendency to swing too far one way or another. I suppose during the Bush era and the days and months and years leading up to the financial crisis, maybe regulations were too loose. Well, they probably were. And that didn't end up well. And, of course, you can point the finger of blame at all kinds of people for that. Did they force the banks to make loans to low-income people? Were they trying to loosen those regulations? No money down? Was it Wall Street that was creating packaged products full of subprime loans? Lots of things. Was it the credit rating agencies kind of giving a wink-wink, nod-nod to the so-called double-A credit of these subprime loans? A lot of blame to go around, but I think now we've swung too far the other way. If you don't believe me, go apply for a loan to buy a home. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And bureaucracy can slow down the economy. And I do believe that the skids need to be greased there a little bit more. Wall Street is expecting relief for community banks, as well as the relaxation of stress test and resolution planning. Ah, they caught a leaker. How about that yesterday? The U.S. Justice Department has charged a federal contractor with sending classified material to The Intercept. You know, I'm angry about the leaks. That shouldn't be happening. You know what? There's certain things that are confidential in life, and you don't share them with other people. And if you work in a job that you're supposed to keep your work product and what you view during the day confidential, well, then you should keep things confidential. And when I hear these news outlets reading this is from an unnamed source, top secret information, it makes me very, very angry. And I hope they really come down on any leaker that they do find. Has Broadcom been chosen as Toshiba's chip buyer? Shares in Toshiba rallied as much as 4% overnight. The Asahi newspaper reported that the Japanese conglomerate is considering giving Broadcom, one of my largest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management, exclusive negotiating rights to buy its prized chip business. Now, I own Broadcom. I wrote about Broadcom again last week. My article was published yesterday on Seeking Alpha. It's had thousands of page views. A lot of people thanking me for the heads up on Broadcom quite some time ago. And I looked at its current valuation and gave my assessment of where I think the stock is now. It's one of about 100 stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And that would be a good deal for Broadcom to be able to grow their business through acquisition. And hopefully it would be accretive to their bottom line. We have Bloomberg talking more about a potential Sprint and T-Mobile marriage. Well, I own one of the partners there. I own T-Mobile in my large cap growth portfolio, T-Mobile. That rumor has been around for a long, long time, you know, to go up against Verizon and AT&T. a T-Mobile and Sprint merger would make sense. It has not happened yet, but Bloomberg continues to talk about it. An all-stock option for merging T-Mobile and Sprint is gaining ground and would avoid the need for complicated financing. I continue to like the stock, T-Mobile. All right, when we come back, I've got a lot to talk about here. I want to talk about a few retailers. Amazon is now taking food stamps. I want to talk about our upcoming workshops and a lot of stocks in the news, a lot of good stocks, a lot of best stocks now, as I call them, as I refer to them. That's a big, big minority of the overall market. And I like to talk about some of the duds, too, just so you can contrast them one with another. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio. I just got a tweet from Rob Sanford. A text. I get mixed up. Text, tweet, email, Snapchat. It's all out there. You got to deal with it all. He says, I spoke to several people yesterday, and I'm getting lots of appointments for our visit back to Sarasota. He's got 9 so far. Well, I mean, I can only physically handle so many because I do have to manage money while I'm back there. I do have to write a newsletter while I'm back there. So I would just say that if you want to meet with me personally while I'm back in Atlanta, you might want to reserve a spot sooner rather than later. Rob, our number for to talk to Rob is 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. He'll be in Sarasota Thursday, July the 13th, and I'm, of course, doing a workshop there at 6:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota. Looking forward to that. So I'm available during the day on Thursday in between managing money. On Friday, 7:14, July 14th, I'm available during the day. And then Saturday morning, if that's more convenient for you, I'll be there. And then we'll be picking up and getting back on the tour bus, the Sugar Magnolia, and heading for Atlanta. And we'll be there the following week. Atlanta's workshop is Thursday, July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter. And I'll be available during the day Thursday, during the day Friday, and Saturday morning in Atlanta. And then we'll be headed back home to sunny San Diego, where there won't be as much humidity, I'm sure, as in July back there in the southeast. But I'm really looking forward to it. And then we'll start nailing down the details on our Seattle trip in September. A couple of big things yesterday that I saw, the VA records going online finally. You know, it's about time. Provider, I'm with Kaiser. Man, I can communicate with my doctor online. I can see the results of my test online. I can see my record online. We need to have that for the poor VA, too. It's about time. And Cerner is a company that I've watched over the years, CERN. It looks like the government explored all of their options and decided that private enterprise could do it better than the government. No, really? Yes, really. Cerner has done this. It's a $23 billion market cap company. They've been doing it for years. They're headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri, and the stock is breaking out today to almost new highs. And I've been seeing Cerner move up quite a bit recently. In fact, it broke out big time in late April. The symbol there is CERN, and that's a big, big contract. That's multi-billion-dollar contract with the VA to put their medical records online. The other news that I liked yesterday was, hey, you know, if we've got boats and cars on GPS and everything, why are we still using an antiquated system at our airports? And again there, it sounds like they're going to go to private industry, private enterprise. You know, they've got a profit incentive. They got to do the job quick. They've got to do the job in an efficient manner, and they got to do a very good job because they can be held accountable in the end. Government not quite held to those same standards. They don't have to be slightly profitable in the deal or even break even. They can lose billions and billions of dollars in the process and the layers of bureaucracy. I like to see these things handed over to private enterprise myself, and that's another one. Now, we don't know the companies involved there yet, but I will keep my ear to the ground. Cerner is definitely the big winner there in the Department of – or in the VA. And there will be some big winners, whether it's – I don't know, whether it's Garmin or whether it's some of the other GPS types of companies. I'll let you know as soon as I know. Sears Holding continues to tank. I have a short position in Sears Holding. It's the only short holding that I have. If I were going to short another stock, I think it would be JCPenney. And meanwhile, you know, defying the odds, and I continue to own Best Buy in my dividend and growth portfolio, Best Buy continues to do well. I mean, they seem to have a niche in the retail business. They pay a dividend yield of 2.3%, and it's been a very good combination of growth and dividend yield, and it is one in my income and growth portfolio, which is starting to really, really take off here. Best Buy, BBY, deserves a multiple like Walmart, says Loop Capital, and I would agree with that. Okay, just a couple more here, and then we'll get into where we're at on the market these days with valuations and what I see going forward. Seattle is the next to approve a soda tax. How about this? A 2-liter bottle of soda, you're going to pay $1.18 in taxes. In fact, as we considered a location to hold the workshop in Seattle, I had many people write me and say, do not make the location downtown Seattle. The homeless problem is out of control. We have the same problem here in San Diego. A lot of people won't go downtown anymore. And we've got a wacky mayor, Ed Murray. Now, I'm just reporting back. I don't know Ed Murray, but a lot of people saying he's a whack job. Do not hold the workshop downtown. So that's kind of steered me more towards the Tacoma area as far as holding that workshop. It's closer to the fishing landings, too. One last one is a San Diego company, Dexcom. Dexcom is in the ETF WEAR, which was created by a friend of mine, the index, the wearable index. I own the wearable index in my Best Funds Now portfolio. These are stocks that are made up of companies that create wearable technology, which is a big, big revolution. You know, I got done doing my stairs and my run yesterday, and I looked at my wearable, and it told me how many stairs I had climbed and how many steps I had done and how far I had run. I never thought I would be having wearable technology on my body, but Dexcom is a big one that monitors glucose for diabetic patients, and they're teaming up with Apple. Dexcom bolted higher yesterday on the news. Many thought that Apple was going to come up with their own device that would compete with Dexcom. Instead, they announced that their Apple Watch will be able to pull data from Dexcom's glucose monitor. So very good stock, Dexcom, San Diego company. In fact, the CEO goes to our church here in the local area of Carlsbad. And I think that wearable technology is a coming thing. I really do. And one way to play it, you can look at the ETF WEAR. I'm the guy who told you about the ETF iBuy, which is all online retailers. And now that Amazon is going to take food stamps, boy, you got to own Amazon. And I do own Amazon here at Gunderson Capital. Okay, when we come back, I want to take a look. Can this bull market continue? It's over 8 years old. Well, we'll take a look. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
Oh, the late Greg Allman, if you can believe it. This is Bill Gunderson. We're not late here. We're still alive and kicking. Maybe, you know, Greg Allman's lifestyle might have took a few years off of his life. I know he had a liver transplant at some point in his time, and hepatitis C. He blamed it on the tattoos. We know he struggled with drugs and alcohol and share and all kinds of issues in his life, but we're going to miss Greg. Hey, the S&P 500 year-to-date is up about 8.5%, right about there. And my premier growth portfolio right now, before expenses, is up about 11%. So we're delivering some alpha to you this year, courtesy of Bill Gunderson and the Best Stocks Now app, and lots of hard work and elbow grease. The Ultra Growth portfolio is up about 15% before expenses so far this year. The S&P up about 8.5%. The Dow is up 7.3%, or about 7. Call it 7 right now. Small cap stocks, which I focus on in the ultra growth portfolio, small caps are only up 1.7% so far this year. 1.7%, that's the small cap 600 index, which is basically what I choose from. I choose from it and the S&P 400 mid cap index for that ultra growth portfolio. So the ultra growth portfolio at 15% and the small cap index at 1.7%. That's pretty good. The mid-cap index is 5.4% so far this year. Emerging markets continue to do better than the U.S. You got to realize that you're taking on more risk there in those emerging markets. They can be very volatile. Brazil is, up and down and up and down and all over the place. Argentina continues to hit new highs. China has had a pretty good year. China's up 16.7% on the year. That's as measured by the ETF FXI. India's the real big winner this year, up 25.2% in India. And that's been for a variety of reasons. Monetary policy, booming economy, a pro-business leader in Narendra Modi over there in India. And I think China's having a good year because President Trump didn't really create the trade war and the crackdown. They seem to get along pretty good, actually, when Prime Minister Xi came to Mar-a-Lago. And things going pretty well in China. The countries that aren't doing well, the economies that aren't doing well this year, are the commodity dependent, where they sell a lot of oil. Russia, Canada is basically flat on the year. Russia's actually down 7.2% for the year. Heavily dependent upon energy, and we know what energy prices have done, oil prices have done, and it seems like any kind of cuts in OPEC are being met with increases in Texas. So you go Texas, keeping those oil prices down and getting us off of that dependency. Listen, I waited in those one-hour lines during the oil embargo back in the 70s when we were wholly dependent upon Middle East oil. I remember Bob Dylan had a line, all that foreign oil controlling American soil. Well, not anymore. I mean, we didn't know it at the time, but we were sitting on as much oil as Saudi Arabia was, and now we're tapping into those God-given resources. The bond market, the bond market's up 2.6% so far this year. If you're going to measure the 10-year Treasury, the bond market's up 2.6%, while the S&P is up 8.5%. If you have a 50-50 mix, you're up about 5% so far this year. If you have a heavier mix of bonds this year, and bonds have actually done better than I thought they would. I'm surprised they're up 2.5%, to be honest with you. I think if you didn't have these geopolitical concerns and terrorist attacks and the 24/7 barrage against the current administration, which can tend to scare folks. I don't think bonds would be up at all, but they are seen as a safe haven, and people do run to bonds. We began the year, the 10-year yield was at 2.45%. Now we're at 2.14%. So we've come down about 30 basis points since the beginning of the year. Oil is down 11% on the year. Gold is up 11% on the year. If we look at the current technicals of the market, well, you know, valuation to me is key. Earnings are key. We'll get to that in a bit. Performance, momentum, that's all key. Alpha, those kinds of things. But a visual picture is also key. You know, I can tell a lot about a company. I can tell a lot about a mutual fund. I can tell a lot about a country's index. I can tell a lot about an individual stock by looking at a picture of the stock. No, not their sign out in front with all the smiling people there. And a one-year chart, five-year chart. How's it doing? What's the direction? What's the trend? I can tell a lot by looking at the chart of Sears over the last 10 years. And those trends have a tendency to remain in place for quite some time. Then, likewise, I can tell a lot by looking at a chart of the S&P 500 since 2009. And that trend, that uptrend, that primary uptrend, which is also known as a bull market, remains in place for now. In fact, we're hitting new all-time highs. So there's not any really danger signs out there coming from the technicals of the market, which would be one of the first places danger would show up. I can say the same thing for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, the Dow started to consolidate in March. That's about the time when the tech giants started to take the lead in the market, and we started to see the buoyant financials, the buoyant banking stocks, the buoyant energy stocks really start to settle in. And I think folks realized that the economy wasn't going to explode as fast as they thought it would. And the banks and the financials were moving up on the hopes of higher interest rates, and that didn't materialize. Now they're consolidating, okay? And the Dow has been consolidating. But having said that, it broke out to new all-time highs last week, and it looks like it might be off to the races once again, especially if we get that promised tax reform. And those incentive packages, infrastructure packages, things like that. And, of course, the NASDAQ continues to be the number one ranked asset class. I rank 33 different asset classes. And if you're focusing and trying to figure out what your current asset allocation should be, I don't like to base it on age. I like to base it on what is going on in the world. That's called tactical asset allocation. And a big part of what is going on in the world is the best growth that you can possibly find amongst companies in the world right now happens to be the Amazons and the Facebooks and the Netflixes and the Googles and the Apples of the world, along with a lot of secondary companies. And that continues to be the number one ranked asset class. Number two is U.S. large cap stocks. Well, they're pretty closely related because the large cap stocks are becoming more and more technology stocks. The emerging markets, you take a look at a chart of them, they still have a pretty good head of steam going on. I don't see anything technically there that is a warning sign yet. And Europe is up 17% on the year, and it's making hay. And you would think with all the problems and issues in Europe that their economy would not be growing. It's growing fast enough. But the biggest reason that the European stocks continue to shine is the European Central Bank. Money follows monetary policy. So some of the money that has left the U.S. because we now have a tightening Fed has moved overseas to Europe to get the last gas, to drink up the last, the bottom of that punch bowl supplied by Mario Draghi and his cohorts at the ECB, keeping interest rates as low as they can. Massive quantitative easing continues in Europe while it has now dried up in the U.S., and that's why you're seeing that move to European stocks. And oil does not look good technically. Gold looks pretty good technically. But at this point in time, as we look at the 34 different asset classes to choose from, stocks or equities still hold a big advantage over debt or the debt bond markets. And the U.S., to me, is still the best place to be. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. I just want to remind you once again that, you know, the time is coming pretty close here. We're in the now June the 6th. We'll be in Sarasota Thursday, June the 13th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, 6:30 p.m. with a little workshop. There's no cost for that. Just come join us. We'll have some fun, get to know each other a little bit. You can tell me where the best stone crab and grouper. See, we don't have stone crabs and grouper out here. We have mussels. I hate mussels. And halibut. All right. So when you come to the West Coast, I'll tell you where you get the best mussels and halibut. And I'll be available during the day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning to meet individually with people. Rob says he's got 9 people. You know, I can't handle. I could only handle so many. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. And the following week, Thursday, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Perimeter, the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, will be available to meet with you at that point in time also. All right, so, Bill, if you still believe that stocks ownership holds sway over the bond market, and I do, can you narrow that down a little bit? Well, I mean, you can buy the U.S. the total world index. What is that at? Let's see, VT. I update that every week in my newsletter. VT is the total stock index, which I believe takes into account all the stocks all over the world. That thing is up 12.3% year-to-date, which makes sense. I mean, if you take the U.S. at 8.5% and you take the emerging markets at 15 and you take Europe at 18 and you kind of shake them all together into one nice little shake of VT, some VT juice in the morning, total world stock index up 12.2% so far this year, and that compares with the bond market once again. Now, that's just the U.S. bond market. I'd have to take a look at a world bond market. I should add one, a world bond market. It's probably done a little better than the U.S. bond market, but the bond market's up 2.3%. So I still believe that one's asset allocation in today's world should be heavily weighted towards ownership. You know, drop the word stocks, okay? Ownership. You're a part owner. You're a shareholder of the company. You can be one of two things. You can be a shareholder of the company, or you can loan the company money and invest in their bonds. Those are the two choices you have if you want to be associated with an Amazon or be associated with a deer or a caterpillar or any other number of insects. We also have sectors in the market that are in favor now, much more so than other sectors of the market. You heard me earlier in the show talk about the energy sector, which I don't like. I don't like any commodity sectors right now. It's not a good environment for commodities. There's too much supply, number one. There's not any inflation, number two. The building boom in China that really drove commodity prices higher and higher and higher. That's long behind us. We more than likely will have another commodity boom at some point in time, especially when inflation starts to kick in. If we can get GDP back to 3%, maybe even 4%, you'll start to see some inflation kick up, and then commodities will look a little bit better. But for now, the better-looking sectors continue to be technology-related sectors, obviously. The semiconductor stocks continue to just sizzle. And a lot of these are large cap companies now. I mean, they're almost blue chip stocks. I would rather own a Broadcom than an IBM, which was once considered the bluest of blue stocks. Well, Amazon is now much, much, much bigger than IBM. The software stocks continue to do very, very well. Big data, online shopping, wearables, you name it. The semiconductor or the technology sector continues to do very well. Information technology, the medical equipment, medical device sector, if they eventually do overhaul and repeal and replace Obamacare, a lot of those taxes are going to be taken off of the medical device. Why did they punish them? I mean, okay, we're going to stick a tax on your devices to help pay for this massive plan that we've put together, and that's hurt them. The healthcare stocks still look fairly good. I'm still not that wild about the drug and the biotech stocks. I have one large holding there in the biotech arena, and that continues to be a sector that, I just see as so-so. I definitely do not like the bricks and mortar. There's only a couple. Ulta is still a fantastic bricks and mortar company. I'm surprised that Amazon has not figured out how to crush Ulta. I'm sure they're thinking about it. And there's a few restaurants here and there, but for the most part, Best Buy, I like Best Buy, but for the most part, I don't like the bricks and mortar. I do not like the retail sector. I don't like the REIT sector right now. The REIT sector, a lot of them own, even the strip malls. I see a lot of vacancies. I see a lot of for lease signs and boarded up stores. The mall, bad deal there. Office, not so much. There's some good REITs out there, but I don't have any REIT exposure right now. I don't have any energy exposure. I don't have any natural resource exposure. I don't have any natural gas exposure, fracking exposure. Those are not the sectors that I favor at the current time. Well, if you'd like to stay on top of the markets this year, you've got a 401k at work, or you've got an IRA that you received, or you've developed an IRA, or you've got Roth IRAs, what's the best way to be positioned right now in the market? I send out my newsletter every single week. Don't be intimidated by it's mostly pictures. It's big pictures. Look at the big picture of the market and try to get an idea of the landscape of the market. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. We send the newsletter out every Saturday afternoon. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, I'm not a traditional asset allocator. I'm not a traditional passive investor. I think there's big, big room for a little bit of active investing in today's active world. This is not a passive world that we live in. We were reminded of that once again on Sunday with the big attacks in the United Kingdom. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.